There were concerts, programming to watch, station updates, and plenty more. Stay in the know by signing up at xray.fm/newsletter.
Hi, I'm Colin, the other 50% of the Bad Idea Factory from Portland. Thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1, 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand, xray.fm.
Slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
You just heard Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore by John Prine. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm here with Chase, and we're playing you Indian vintage, cosmic country, Americana, folk, rock and roll, etc. every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. And it is our spring fun drive here at X-Ray, and we rely on listeners like you to keep up with the station, keep this thing going.
That's for the listeners.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're a community focus, no algorithms, no AI, all human programmed and curated radio station. And we take donations twice a year, the spring and the fall. And I have a really special sticker that I've designed for my show for this fun drive. And I'm sending it to anyone who gives to my show's peer-to-peer page. You can find that on the X-Ray website. That's xray.fm. We'll also be sending one to anyone who gives the show a shout out and becomes a member during my show. You can donate by going to the X-Ray website, clicking that big blue donate button, or calling our pledge line at 503-233-9729. That is 503-233-X-Ray. And today I've got a special guest DJ. She's curated the show, aside from a few songs, like the first one I picked as our intro. Joined by Rose Gerber. She's a country, folk, Americana, etc. artist based right here in Portland, by way of the East Coast. Thanks for being here.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you. Always welcome. You've been on my show a lot.
I feel like I still need that like five-timer jacket or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody, she's wearing it right now. I'm just kidding. Well, you're here because you have a big event happening tomorrow.
I do. It's called Songs of Power and Protest. It's going to be at the Showdown. Doors at 7, show at 8. I have 12 songwriters. I'm one of the 12 songwriters. I do it in solidarity every time I have one of these shows. I've challenged to write an original song, protest song for the show, and cover their favorite protest song for the show. And it's cool that you picked that for a song that you did, because I'm actually, that's my cover song.
Oh,
for
no
the show.
Way.
Yeah, that's the flag decal.
Any chance I get a chance, or any time I get a chance to play that, I take advantage of it. It's so fitting.
Such a good, it's so, unfortunately, so current and
the thing is,
relatable,
and he wrote
right
it pre-9/11 also, which was when, I'm super patriotic. I love our country, but everybody was
flags
putting
got
flag decals.
Misused a little bit around that time. Yeah.
Yeah. And the show that you've curated today is all about the protest songs that, I don't know if they're going to be covered, but they're all really fun ones.
Right on. I'm glad
I was
you're enjoying them.
Listening to it earlier, and I was like, all right, I like this. Actually, when I played War, I was like, it's been a long time since I've heard this on the radio, because I'm never listening to like the classic rock station anymore with my dad. You know,
yeah,
it's always X-Ray on in the car. So, well, so that you've done a handful of these now.
This will be the third. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So not a handful yet, but getting there.
Three's a handful, I think. Counts.
I know we had you on before the first one, and when the show, like, the reason why you're doing this is because it's your opportunity to, like, it's power and protest, but it's, like, necessary right now.
Necessary for my sanity, maybe. I mean,
yeah,
I kind of tell the origin story of the show of, like, you know, just being shell-shocked on the election night of 2020.
Yeah.
Gosh, what is it now? Four. and just feeling, you know, like, it's either shrivel up and die of horror and depression, or do something that feels like I'm kind of doing something.
Yeah.
And this was the kind of feeling like I'm kind of doing something option.
Yeah, that's what, I know we talked about this on New Year's also when we were hanging out, and it was, I mean, the whole thing, I love it. I feel like art doesn't happen in a vacuum, and there's things that are going on, like the nuances of life that are impacting the stuff that's happening. And you're giving people, like other artists, the opportunity to have like event also.
Yeah, and I think artists enjoy the challenge and getting out of their comfort zone with a new genre of songs, but that being the protest song, which we don't often write these days a lot, but are starting to hopefully more now. The audience for me is also a big part of it. I think folks, you know, we have like old war protest songs, like War, you know.
Yeah.
But things that feel like they meet the moment. You know, you got Springsteen writing "Streets of Minneapolis,"
yeah,
and some other things are coming out. I won't say the full title song, but I'll say "Bleep Donald Trump" is a fun kind of little rap song I found on Spotify.
Oh wow!
There's some things bubbling up, and I feel like I grew up in I came of age musically in the '90s for myself, like discovering music, and that was such an overtly kind of even though it wasn't like a time of great upheaval and war per se, the political songs coming out of that era, I think were really just really direct and powerful.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss those, that kind of energy in the music world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's a place for the storytelling and a place for like lightheartedness, but that's not always art.
Well, I mean, you could say that you could probably squeeze it all into one, like John Prine's flag decal song.
Yeah.
That's got some goofiness to it while also being like dead serious, you
totally
know?
The first song we're playing is one of those artists who will be performing tomorrow, Leo Moon.
Leo actually isn't performing.
Oh,
tomorrow
he's not.
He played at the first one I did at Craven,
yeah,
Gravy Social Club back in a couple Aprils ago. He wrote the song for that show, and he's recorded it since, and honestly it's just one of my favorite songs that have come out of the series.
I know. We were watching something, one of the late night guys last night, and they played a clip of Donald Trump talking about the Gulf of America. Like, just like in the middle of being asked about the war.
Yeah, he wants to remind people.
He was
he
like,
named
and
it
I named it
America. Yeah.
And he's like, and now people call it that. I'm like, nobody calls
it that. I
think
it was Jimmy Kimmel, because I watched that.
Yeah.
He actually, Jimmy Kimmel turned to Guillermo and was like,
Did you call it that?
It's like, you know, it was just because Guillermo's Mexican.
It's so funny.
Extra funny moment. Yeah.
That we were watching the same exact show. probably at the same time.
Probably. I like that we bonded that way.
I know. We didn't even know. I love this song. I'm excited to play it. You have other stuff before we get into that. You have a full spring.
I have
full throttle.
I've booked the calendar as booked as it can be.
You've got Ringler's McMiniman's Showwriter Showcase.
PDX Songwriters Guild or Portland Songwriters Guild Showcase. A couple of us board members are kicking that one off, but we hope to have other songwriters be part of that moving forward on a monthly basis.
Seems really cool. The other one of this is outside of Portland, but Trout Lake.
Mm.
That with that opening for Emily Nenny.
Yeah, I'm really psyched about that one. Not only do I just love Trout Lake Hall and Ray, who runs the place out there, they have created something special at that venue. It's such like a magical, awesome place to go to, but also Emily Nenny's one of my favorite musicians out there, and so it's going to be quite the night for me.
It's a cute little neighborhood.
For all of us, it's going to be a great night.
It's not like too far out of Portland. I mean, it's almost attached to Portland.
You could go there and back. Is just don't have too many drinks while you're there, or at least give it a beat before you drive home. But it's doable. It's an hour and a half, I'd say.
Yeah. And then you've got Artichoke on 426.
Yeah, with the Prairie Benders, great local kind of grassroots band. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. The next one, Willamette Weekly, best new band.
Yeah, we're really pumped about to be part
Super
of that.
Exciting.
It was a surprise to learn we were going to be part of that this past week.
And I saw it posted on Willamette, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
My girl Rose, getting it. That's on 5-1.
Yep. Friday, May 1st. Yep.
At Mississippi.
At Mississippi Studios, yeah.
Also Laurel Thirst.
Be at the Laurel Thirst.
The next day.
Yes.
And so
I hope people are writing this down.
The good thing
it's on my website, rosegerbermusic.com.
Or on your Instagram.
Or on my Instagram, rosegerbermusic.
The thing is, like, if you can't catch one, you can catch another one of these shows.
Yeah. I'm everywhere all at once.
I was talking to Chase earlier. My little nephew is really into politics right now, but he's 19, so we can't get into the showdown with him. Because he's underage.
Oh, shoot. Oh, bummer. Well, yeah, I think you can check, but I think you can have 21 under till 9 at some places, but it might be different at showdown.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Because I was like, that would be the perfect thing to show him.
Yeah.
Because he flies in tonight.
Oh, right on.
This is his first, like, big solo trip, so.
Cool.
Yeah. I know you spent some time with your nephew.
That's
recently.
Right. We both have nephews in Phoenix.
And it's, you know, that I'm excited. I'm, like, excited to show him a city like Portland.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into Leo Moon?
Let's get into Leo Moon.
Here's Gulf of America.
A shelter from the storm, A forest for trees, the birds and the bees, and a place to call your own. But everything burned, we suffered and died, couldn't hide the greed that we'd grown. So the land of the free disappeared many years before we were even born. When I'm asleep and far from these streets, in some kind of heaven I saw. We were far from the shores of the last world wars and the Gulf of America.
Drives an electric car, is making regular payments on a Costco card. If all goes south, he's gonna move to Mars. There ain't no debating, JC is Caucasian and he's living in the land of the free. The Holy Ghost is a football fan, he's got a passion for the game. Jesus doesn't understand, he'll be tailgating early with Modelo cans. You're all are gonna hear it when the Father, Son, and Spirit give a blessing to the MVP. God is a member of the NRA, he's an open carry advocate. No matter what you say, he brought you into this world and he can take you away. Every other nation is a battleground for Satan, but God'll keep America free. They're mixing with the mortals like it's some kind of joke, making all the money off the holy rope. I'm just trying to be a better man, but lately I've been praying to the good God damn. Mama through and through, don't ask for her blessing, she don't care about you. She laughs when you ask her what Jesus would do. There's nothing quite as scary as MAGA Mama Mary, even God Almighty would agree. Jesus
inside and came back bored. He said, I've been there once, but what I come back for? I'm just the kind of guy these MAGA love to deport. They shipped him with the rapers cause he didn't have his papers when he met up with the ICE. Just won't come clean, and because he's a ghost, you know he can't be seen. Just like that list made by Epstein, they were running on releases, but now they're only teasing, only seeing what they want you to see. They're mixing with immortals like it's some kind of joke, making all the money off the holy rope. I'm just trying to be a better man, but lately I've been praying to the good God. Mama Mary is so pro-life, she started storming clinics with a carving knife. Till Joseph had to come and take control of his wife. It seems that he was fine, she needed some reminding. She ain't the Holy Trinity. God Almighty thinks he's going insane, because in February he could blame it on Ukraine. But then Putin came and made him look stupid again. He didn't understand a bunch of Russian propaganda had been screaming at him through the TV. Jesus wants to firebomb the Gaza Strip and build a sandals resort at the southern tip. Maybe then the second coming would be worth the trip. He's putting up some fencing with a little ethnic cleansing, looking from the river to the sea.
Ice and cold down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice saying in through the bloody mist, we'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26, we'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir, just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these Bellies and whistles and foams against Miller and Gnome's dirty lies. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. Well, remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chains of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and wronged in the winter of 26. Streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
You just heard Streets of Minneapolis by Bruce Springsteen, and before that was Matt Mitchell Music Co. with Good Damn Day. I mean, good goddamn. What words are coming out of my mouth? I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. Today I'm joined by Chase and our special guest DJ Rose Gerber, and you've curated our show today.
It was fun picking these songs out.
I love that. He was just here, and everybody who I've talked to who have gone to that show said it was like the most moving show they've been to.
I believe it. That dude has a lot of soul, and just like a little bit of his pinky, probably more than a lot of people. He's like, just the end of that song, I was already tearing up because you hear the chant. Like, dude knows how to bring it for sure.
I know, and it sounds like such a classic Bruce Springsteen song. Yeah. The whole, I mean, yeah, it's how embarrassing to be one of those people he lists in that, like.
Yeah, if you're on the wrong side of Bruce Springsteen, you gotta start questioning,
right?
You know, what kind of American you are.
It's really true. That song, yeah, that's a good song. Well, we've got, I should tell everybody, I want to give a shout out to our friend Amy Dragon. Do you have an air horn?
Amy Dragon.
We're going to add that to the sound clips.
That's what you play all the time with her name regardless.
Yeah. Oh, AKA DJ Vern. And thanks for giving, Amy. We appreciate you. Amy gave to my peer-to-peer page, my show's peer-to-peer page. If you're just tuning in, it is our spring fun drive here at X-Ray, and we rely on listeners like you to keep this thing going. We're community-focused, no AI, no algorithms, all human, very curated radio station. We each take our show, which we all volunteer for, very seriously. And it's basically our passion to share music. And yeah, anybody who gives to my peer-to-peer page, I'll be sending out one of my new Wildflowers and Weeds stickers. You can see the image for that at my Instagram, wildflowersandweeds.xray. And then you can give by going to xray.fm, clicking that big blue donate button. You can find the peer-to-peer pages, all of the show pages on that, or you can become a member. So if you become a member in the next 30 minutes, I'll also be sending you a sticker. And if you don't want to go onto the internet, you can call our old-fashioned pledge line at 503-233-9729, where somebody will answer. And yeah, so my guest DJ here, has curated the show based around songs of power and protest. And that's because she's created a series called Power and Protest, Songs of Power and Protest. And tomorrow it'll be at the Showdown with a group of artists who are making their own song or writing their own song and then playing a protest song.
A cover, yeah.
Or a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're both protest songs.
That's right.
I should, yeah, explain that part. Yeah, and this whole series you've created and curated.
Yeah, I kind of like try to get a smattering of styles from different musicians around town, you know, and mix up, you know, other. Also, it's a great opportunity for songwriters in town to meet each other who haven't met each other and
yeah.
kind of get to know each other and be in community together and network. That last two songs ago before the Springsteen song, you were playing Matt Mitchell. He played our last show as well. He didn't write that song per se for that show, but
that song's so good.
Yeah, I love that song. And so
who are some of the people who will be at this next one?
We've got people like Karen Thurston of Story and Tune.
Love Story and Tune.
Yeah, we've got Annie Bethencourt, who's I think, you know, fairly been doing music for a while in Portland. Some folks may recognize her name. We also have Barna Howard, who is kind of on the countryside of things. We've got, I'm just going to rattle off a few more, Rodeo Wilson. We got Keston Bruyette, I think I'm saying his name right. Dan Cargo, Aaron Fagan, Rebecca McDade, Scott Erty, Berkeley, Gina Rose, Drew Harrison, Stephanie Strange, I got a poet this time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Rebecca Testrake is doing a poem that she wrote for the show, or maybe I think she, you know, I actually requested her to do one she had already written because I heard her say, I'm like, that needs to happen at our show. But she is also covering her favorite kind of political poem.
Cool.
So, yeah, that'll
That's
be
amazing.
Nice. And we'll have a group representative volunteer from a group called Seed the Vote, which is people of an organization that sends folks to other battleground states where we need to win elections to get a majority. Like, assuming we're all Democrats, but ideally, you know, for the liberal progressive cause, we want to win the next election big time. And we actually have a fighting chance to win back the Senate and the House, both.
Yeah.
So this organization's doing the good work of literally flying folks in from other states, putting them on the ground, paying for their hotel and their plane with fundraising, you know. They are having great results. So I'm happy to have an organization involved.
Conversations, like we did a big road trip around the country a few years ago, and we're all more alike than the media wants us to believe.
Absolutely.
And having people to have like one-on-one conversations is like, that's the bridge.
Yeah. It's harder to like hate someone and want to hurt them in
yeah,
any way if you
true.
Actually think they might be like worthy of humanity and kindness.
Yeah, yeah. 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 And the people who are on the other end, I mean, I don't know how to talk to them either.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard to break through the initial, like, you make me feel like I don't deserve to exist, so why should I, like,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be years, I think, in this country if we manage to turn a corner to back some more of like civility and unity to like really start to get back to a place of we're all Americans.
And those big media corporations like Fox, you know, they're creating this war.
Russians too, probably.
Yeah. Especially for people who are on Facebook. We know that'll happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they've really divided us.
They fueled the fires for sure.
And I talk a lot with my little brother about this. He's in Ohio. And so, you know, he very like moderate liberal leaning. And he talks a lot about this. He's just new to this mindset of seeing a bigger picture, and he'll be like, you know, they've really divided it, like they really did it. And I was like, I know, I'm here too. Welcome to opening your eyes to it.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a like tunnel vision mode, you're not seeing that bigger picture. and the nuances around that. So
true, especially in this media environment.
Like, right, they're trying to, like, they're trying to, like, say that it's trans athletes causing the problems, and you're like, that makes up not even 1% of athletes. What do you mean? Why, you know, and so on. People who are probably tuning in know. They listen to Tom Hartman in the morning. But, well, it sounds like a really cool show. You've got a lot of amazing artists, a lot of local people who, you know, are favorites. And, oh, we had Berkeley on a few weeks ago.
He told me. That's great. I love that he was able to come on. And did he play a song?
Yeah, he didn't. He curated the show, and I had some health issues that week, so he wasn't able to be on live with me, but we listed all the artists playing, and
nice.
Like Barna Howard is always exciting to see. They're all, everyone.
Everyone, there. Yeah. I mean, I also love being able to give the artists on the bill like a chance to connect with the audience and have people discover new artists, you know, who wouldn't normally hear them.
Yeah, and I love that. And hopefully I'll have some of those people on my show at some point.
Absolutely.
Let them know when you see them next.
I will.
We should play our next song. This one is Andrew Bird with the song Bloodless.
From your worry, they're selling blanks down at the DMZ. The banking on the sound and fury makes you wonder what it all's got to do with me. Bloodless for now. In mind with the altruist, I'm putting my weight behind the dancer. I know it's hard to be an optimist when you trust least the ones who claim to have the answers. It's an uncivil war. It's an uncivil war. In a civil war. Fiction, while what's left of us, well, we just hem and we haw, and it feels like 1936 in Catalonia. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, run, run. But a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are
to me. Oh, oh, I despise, 'cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears, 10,000 of mothers die when their sons go out to fight and lose their lives. I said war, good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Get sad again.
Just heard Irwin Starr with the classic War, and before that was another classic, Tracy Chapman with Talking About a Revolution. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase, and we're here joined in the X-Ray Studio live with Rose Gerber. Thanks for being here.
Heck yeah.
You've curated today's show all around songs of power and protest, because you are playing at the Showdown tomorrow with a group of artists who are covering protest songs and who have written their own protest songs.
Yeah, written them specifically for this show, too, which is kind of a cool part of the format.
I love it. We were talking a little bit about how it's building like a community, too, by connecting artists with each other.
Yeah. And with, definitely artist to audience. And as I was listening to that song, and I was like, I was also thinking about how music kind of, like protest music also kind of just builds community in a way where like we're bonding as a society over the things we're like all at once angry, sad, and mad, and empathetic about. And it's like there's not a lot of things that bring people together in like righteous anger,
Totally.
Like so I feel too like ultimately, I hope the songs get people having that like three-dimensional experience where they're like there's something in between everyone just coalescing and feeling like an understanding right between the audience and the people listening, the people playing. They're like, yeah, we agree this stuff sucks, or we need to do something about it.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like music, like I don't know if when you were in Phoenix, if you saw the music, there's like Museum of Music Instruments, MMI.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or Musical Instrument Museum, yeah. MIM. And it goes through every instrument, where it came from, and surprise, they're all from Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. Most of them are, yeah.
So you walk around with headphones on, and like it's interactive in that way, and so you hear the instrument, and then it tells you exactly what it's in now and how it came over.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it goes back to like the early days of humans. They've always tried to make noise.
Yeah.
And have community in that way. It's like the local watering hole. It's part of it.
Yeah, it's, which is it's a good glue for people.
Where you'll be. The showdown. Indeed, this is a local watering hole. And playing protest music. Playing those instruments out loud. Well, before I forget, if you're just tuning in, it's our spring fun drive here at X-Ray. And we are taking calls in the next, well, all day. You can become a member. You can give us a pledge line, a call at 503-233-9729. If you give to my show's peer-to-peer page, xray.fm, you can find the peer-to-peer page right off that. Under, if you click the big blue donate button, I'm going to be sending my new Wildflowers and Weed sticker to everybody who gives to my page. So we'll
we would love it if you supported the Wildflowers and Weeds peer-to-peer page. If you tune in regularly and you really appreciate hearing all the community voices on the show,
yeah,
and what Ash has done with her show, because I think she's done a great job with it since she joined the airwaves, and it deserves that support.
Thank you.
Can I say something about your show too?
Yeah.
When people support your show and X-Ray, they're also supporting people who play music in town here in a real way, because you all host local musicians and you help our music get out there. You promote shows like this with us, and you all really are such an integral part of the music ecology of Portland.
Thank you.
And so I just want people to understand too that like it's not just about a radio station, it's about like a whole ecosystem.
I feel grateful to be part of the community because I feel like everybody shows up for each other. Like every show you go to, it's filled with musicians that you don't even realize sing songs that are on the radio. And it's amazing. Well, thank you both for saying that. I appreciate it. We have a couple more songs for you all, and Rose will be hopping off. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Where it's can people keep up with you?
Rose Gerber Music on Instagram. Rose Gerber Music is my website. And I have a newsletter you can sign up for there, too. I send out once a month.
I do get your newsletter, and I do read it.
Thank you.
I appreciate getting emails that I care about.
Right on.
That aren't ads for every single thing that I've clicked.
Yeah.
You know, like it's nice to see that.
Yeah. It's not a cookies follow up. Yeah,
exactly. Well, we've got just a couple more songs. We're going to be playing the first one, Lonesome Captain and His Hurt Feelings, with his new song, Walk on the Wild Side, JBJ. And then after that's going to be our bud, Jacob Weldon. JBJ will be up next. He's also got a live musician on, or a musician on. I don't know if they're live, but yeah, stay tuned. Hello Cruel World is up next. Radio is yours.
Kinda came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked across that USA. Fluffy eyebrows on the way, shaved the legs, and he was a cheese man.
Hey, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, take a walk on the wild side.
Kenya came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling.
Woo-hoo.
But she never lost it, even when she was given finances.
Hey, take a walk.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. Hustle here, hustle there. New York City man, that's where it's at.
Hey, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, take a walk on the wild side.
Come on now.
Apollo. Should have seen her go, 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 say.
Hey, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, take a walk on the wild side. The cow goes in. Hula, 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 hula,
hula, hula, hula, hula, hula, hula, hula.
Hey, this is Jacob Weldon from Jacob Weldon and the Cobras. We're performing at Jackalope Jamboree in Pendleton, Oregon on June 25th. We love listening to Wildflowers and Weeds on X-Ray FM, and I want you to know about the ticket giveaway happening on April 30th. They've got a pair of reserve tickets for Thursday and Friday of the festival. Tune in from 2 to 3 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th, to find out how to win. Thanks for listening.
I went and done it again. I try to give her my heart, and I'm taking one off the chin and picking up all the parts, and it's a hurting like hell. Still ain't sure how to curve. I try to focus on things, but I'm still thinking of her. Some, you lose some. Oh, that's what they say. Well, I'm ready to win one any one of these days. I've been in love a time or two, maybe three. I was falling for her, she wasn't falling for. Played that fool so many times I lost count. But at least she told me the truth, but it was hell finding out. So I'm a hanging it up, I'm a calling it quits. And who am I trying to fool? Y'all know that I'm full of. Ah, oh, who am I kidding anyway? Some, you lose some. Oh, that's what they say. Well, I'm ready to win one any one of these days. I've been in love a time or two, maybe three. I was falling for her, she wasn't falling.